वेलकम टू मिड डे मैदान आवर मिड डे स्पोर्ट्स पॉडकास्ट. माय नेम इज सचिन कलबाग. आई एम द एडिटर इन चीफ ऑफ द पेपर एंड विथ मी इज अश्विन फेरो हु इज द स्पोर्ट्स एडिटर ऑफ द पेपर. वेलकम अश्विन टू द शो.
Thank you, Sachin. Great to be here, guys. Hello.
Midday Maidan is all over. We're not going to just cover cricket. We're also going to talk about different sports. But this week, it's Friday, June the 5th. And June the 6th is going to be a huge day because we might see a change in the captaincy of our T20 squad. What say, Ashwin?
Well, yeah, the buzz, Sachin, is that it's a two-way tie. Ties between Shreyas Iyer and Sanju Samson. And it seems that Shreyas has the nod of the higher-ups. So it's going to be him. Yeah, it's very interesting.
And perhaps deservedly so, because Shreyas's captaincy during the IPL 2026 has been phenomenal, quite exceptional. And he was seen to be a remarkably, well-balanced, temperamental. His temperament came in for a big appreciation. Given that background, do you think that he has an edge over the other so-called candidates for captaincy?
Yes, Sachin. In fact, I think Shreyas is a very good leader. He's proved this not only in the IPL, but also in the T20 Mumbai Premier League, where his team did well last year and is doing well this year also. Even at the IPL, if you look closely, his team, Punjab Kings, almost qualified. They missed out on one point because of an abandoned game between Punjab and KKR. So, he's a great captain and he's getting results. So, fair enough.
And also, he's leading from the front, isn't he? I mean, it's not that he's captaining and not scoring runs or captaining and not taking those really difficult catches. I've seen him improved hugely as a fielder over the last 5 or 6 years. He was kind of ignored earlier. But now I think with consistent performances, he's come back and he's come back with a bang.
Well, absolutely. And I think we underestimate fielding a lot. We used to, not anymore. But the point with Shreyas is that he's a great fielder. I mean, the catches he's taken at this IPL for India as well. I think if the ball goes to Shreyas, it's even if it's a meter away from his body, he catches it. So that's a great part about him. Great fielder and a great leader, because even his Punjab players and the T20 Mumbai League players talk about him being a very friendly guy, giving them the freedom to, express themselves. And I think that all counts for a good professional leader.
I mean, all our lives, we are taught how leadership is not just about performing. It's also looking into the psyche of your team members. One is that, the second point is that, working with them rather than, showing them that you're the leader and that's why you have to follow me. Shreyas did all of those things really well this year. And even last year, I think, when he was trying to get into the Indian squad but could not at all levels, these things did not affect him so much as a younger Ishan Kishan, who was quite affected by the fact that he was dropped from the Indian team at one point of time. So in that sense, it shows that he has matured tremendously as a player, not only as a player, individual player, but also as a team player, because he realizes that his role is dependent not only on his performance, but also his temperament, his ability to lead his team members.
Absolutely. And the fact that he's a leader, not necessarily being a leader, because if you look at the T20 Mumbai League also, he's not the captain of his team. Aditya Tare leads the team, the Sobo Falcons. But he's playing a brilliant role as a senior, helping his captain do well. Even in the last match yesterday, he scored a 15-ball 30 as the Sobo Falcons beat the Maratha Warriors. So the point with him is that he's a team man, not really necessarily needs the leadership role. But now that he gets it, I think he'll do a better job.
The other question is that Suryakumar Yadav, who led India to the previous World Cup win, is no longer seemingly in contention. So that's a sad thing, because he lost his form completely during this year's IPL. And was it this alone, or was it something else that put him in the spotlight and and the higher up said and the selectors may have decided not to go ahead with him as the captain?
To be fair to the selectors, I think it's a fair call, because from the 2004 World Cup win till the 2006 World Cup win, T20 I'm talking about, We've had some 8 or 9 series, and in that T20 series, and that Surya Kumar has done well in just 2 series, which is the Bangladesh one and the New Zealand one at home. Beyond that, his averages are really poor. And by poor, I mean in the 20s and the 19s. So with those kind of averages over a period of time, I think the selectors are right in their call.
So the other question, of course, is something that we discussed in our previous episode, which is the young Vaibhav Suryavanshi. Several cricket experts are saying that he is now an absolute certainty for the national squad, which, yay, I'm happy because, you know, I was defending his position in the national squad last time and you were not. So 100 points to me and 0 points to you, Ashwin. And who made you the sports editor? Anyway, so jokes apart, Suryavanshi seems now to be a certainty in the Indian squad. So he needs to be molded. He needs to be groomed. He needs to be protected at all costs. I mean, one is that success can be seen to be going to his head. The other point is that he needs to be told that even if he does not score high, he needs to be consistent. Because at the international level, while he has faced Josh Hazlewood or Pat Cummins or Jasprit Bumrah, he's played with some of the best in the world now because of the IPL. International test cricket, international T20Is, international ODIs are going to be a different cup of tea.
I think let's be patient here. We're talking about the T20Is for now. So if Vaibhav gets a look in after the meeting tomorrow, there'll be 2 matches against Ireland, 6 against England, and then, of course, the Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Now, looking at Vaibhav's form, yeah, he can smash the bowlers apart, but England will be a tough cup of different cup of tea, the swinging ball. That's a big test. But again, this is the 15 he's been picked into. So the 11... if he makes it or not, well, if you're looking at dropping your Sanju Samson and maybe Abhishek Sharma, that's a difficult call. But yeah, I think the Ireland series, he could be picked.
For T20 eyes, at least, we have an embarrassment of riches, I think. I mean, the greater the choice, you know, the better the thing for the captain and the coach. So even if he's not selected in the final playing 11, it might be a good experience for him just to accompany the national squad to international waters and at least experience the weather out there, you know, experience the, you know, conditions, at least in the nets, you know, even if he's not chosen in the final 11. So that might give him some bit of confidence about facing bowlers in international waters.
You know, I'll make 2 points here. One is that the competition in this lineup of the T20 team is such that a man who wasn't part of the World Cup team can be captain now, Shreyas Iyer. He couldn't fit into the World Cup team, but now he's captain. I mean, could be captain. And the second point is that for a person like Vaibhav, if you're looking at keeping him in the squad, as you said, rightly said, he can watch practice, he can watch the camaraderie in the dressing room, but he can actually do something that even Sachin Tendulkar has not done. You know what that is?
What is that?
That could be an Asian Games gold medal coming up in September, yes, in Japan.
Yeah. Leander Paes won a Olympic bronze for us. So clearly, and at a very young age. So clearly, Suryavanshi can, if he does that at the age of 15 or 16, that's going to be a phenomenal achievement. But coming back to, you know, the international squad, which the selectors are going to announce tomorrow, which is Saturday, June the 6th. Ajit Agarkar again faces a tough call. The fact is that no matter which way he goes, he's going to face criticism. And this is one of the, you know, the things that the crosses that you have to bear as the chairman of selectors. This time, because IPL faced a barrage of runs and at the same time you had some good bowlers coming up. Do you think that there's an outside chance of a Mayank Yadav or a, you know, Prince Yadav being looked in, or do you think it's, you know, their fitness condition is not up to the mark for the national squad?
Well, I think fitness may not be the issue for these youngsters or these younger players. I think it is the quality of the Indian team, which is already at a very high level. And also going to places like Ireland and England where you need pacers, you can't really drop your senior pacers. Even Vaibhav comes in, I think, only because you can replace maybe a Washington Sundar or a Kuldeep or Aksar, the three spinners in the 15. Otherwise, even he doesn't fit in. But yeah, as you said, a good chance for him to get a look in. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Quite a meeting is going to be on Saturday. My feeling is that Ajit Agarkar will come with a plan. But in this case, because the captain is to be chosen, technically speaking, do you think that the coach will have some say in this in terms of selection of the team and the captain?
Yes, I think the coach will have a say. Even the captain has a say, obviously. But in this case, he won't, because he won't be even called for the meeting, maybe. But the point is that these decisions have been taken on numbers. I think we shouldn't be emotional anymore. It's a professional setup. Indian cricket has been through all these years. Two times T20 World Champions. Three times, but two times back-to-back. So the good thing is that we are basing our selections on numbers. And when you put numbers out there, I think every critic will have to just bear it, you know.
So all eyes on tomorrow's meeting, Ashwin. I hope everything goes well. And everything goes well for Indian cricket, because the two tours, Ireland and England, though may seem easy, are not very easy at all. I mean, it's going to be, the conditions are going to be difficult, as we saw in Lords in the recent test match, which is ongoing. England couldn't get off the mark so well. And New Zealand is also, you know, it started off well. So let's see where they are now tomorrow. But all the best to our selectors for the meeting. And let's protect them from the press like you after the meeting from the questions.
I'm sure we'll have much less questions. Just that I think for the fans, it'll be a mixed day. On one hand, you might lose your World Cup winning captain. But on the other, you might just gain a teenage prodigy in your lineup.
Absolutely. So that was Midday Maidan for you this week. Thank you, Ashwin. I am Sachin, saying bye-bye and see you in the next episode.